Right. Now, what about the famous nightlife in Paris? It used to be sort of jazz bars and places like that. What is it now?
First of all, young people say that Paris is becoming more exciting than Berlin. You know, I heard that recently.
Okay.
They say that the scenes, rock, electro, house, or rap scenes in Paris looks more and more interesting all the time. So it's brand new, and it's changing the image probably of the city. There's a lot of big festival in Paris, like Fnac Live, Rock en Seine, or Solidays, which bring thousands of people. And of course, you have classical spaces to listen to. I talked about Philharmonie before.
Yes.
And of course, jazz club, like Caveau de la Huchette, for example. There's a lot of jazz clubs in the center of Paris. So you have a lot of spaces for music. Of course, you have more traditional offers for the evenings, you know, like cabarets or a lot of different places.
Crazy Horse, so, for example, I suppose, is a popular thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very popular. Yeah, it's quite interesting. Very aesthetical, yeah. So really, it's interesting to see. Moulin Rouge, of course, which is probably the best along all the shows, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's many more, yeah.
Okay. Now, what about people sometimes go to Paris because apart from eating and drinking, they like to shop. Where are the best places for shopping, sort of the Galerie Lafayette and the areas around there, or are there others that you are aware of?
There's of course, there's many. But if you are talking about what we call les grands magasins,
department store is what we would call it.
The big department store, absolutely. So, of course, il y a la grande épicerie du Bon Marché, which is in the Latin quartier, which is where you can find the food on two stages. So it's impressive.
Yes.
And the shop is quite nice, except that it's maybe a bit expensive because this area is a bit chic now. But
yes, I did find that. I stumbled upon that particular store. I can't tell you which arrondissement I was in, but they just had everything that you could possibly want to either eat straight away or take home and prepare a meal. It was incredible. We would call it a delicatessen, although that's probably understating it terribly, given the range of goods they had. The other place I found, Vince, was Hediard, which had all spices from all over the world, and that was very, very interesting. It was there near George Sank, the Hotel George Sank.
Yes. Oui, of course, yeah. Hediard is a very famous brand, you know, for foods, and very very elegant. I don't know if it's the word yet, but of course it's a very very specific. Of course, maybe there's a different. If you go to La Grande Épicerie, for example, of Bon Marché, or if you go to Galerie Lafayette, they've got a stage dedicated to restaurants and food and. And Le Bon Marché, of course, which is very close in the same area, so you've got a lot of choice. There's another other places that we could promote, maybe is the markets. You can eat on a market, for example, Le Marché des Enfants Rouges, which is a great place to share with Parisians and be in a very pleasant area. So you have a lot of markets in different places of Paris. And it's even lively than to go in this restaurant. You may be a bit.
I agree with you. The markets are just something fantastic. We my wife and I on a visit were lured on. We were on Rue Mouffetard, and we were lured by the smell of the rotisserie chicken that was cooking on a beautiful big rotisserie. with potatoes underneath it, and so the chicken fat dripped down onto the potatoes, and you had a you bought a bag of chicken and a bag of potatoes, and I think we just went and sat down the bottom of the Rumbuftard in a little square, just sat in the gutter basically, and pulled our chicken apart and ate it. It was magnificent.
It's pleasant to eat like that, and to maybe you can stay in the square. Of course, in the terrace. You know, Paris is very famous for the terrace of the cafe. So you can stay there for sometimes for hours, but it depends if you have something to do or not. Yeah. But
Hemingway made the terraces pretty famous, didn't he? The Le Deux Maigots and you know, the two judges that is, and he was in the fifth arrondissement pretty much, wasn't he?
And sixth arrondissement. It's close from Saint-Germain-des-Prés.
Yep.
So you go to Saint-Germain-des-Prés, and all the area is very pleasant to move around. From Saint-Germain-des-Prés to Odéon, Mavillon, and after you can continue to Île de la Cité, Île Saint-Louis, and go back to the other side, which is Le Marais, after, and go back to and go further to République. You can do everything by feet.
Yes.
Maybe there's something great to do. There's a lot of pâtisserie and chocolate makers who opened tea rooms. There's very famous place like Angelina Daloyo or La Durée. You know, La Durée is very known for macarons.
Yes.
But of course, you can go in tea rooms of a very famous pâtisserie chef, maybe less known in Australia. Like Pierre Hermé, Jean-Paul Evin, or Philippe Conticini, avec la pâtisserie des rêves. So you can go there and eat a fantastic cake and having a real chocolate. It's a really great experience to do that, to go in a pâtisserie like that.
It is. I did go to Angelina's. We weren't sure if it was a real place or not. My wife had read about it in a book, and the book was a little bit sort of part fiction, part fact. We were on Rue du Louvre, and we kept asking people, do you know about Angelina's? And they weren't very forthcoming with information. They just sort of would point generally, you know, down the river. And so we kept walking, and we did eventually find it. And it was an incredibly rich experience to have the hot chocolate. It involved a jug of pouring cream and another jug of actual, you know, liquid gold, the liquid chocolate. Very indulgent, probably a heart attack in every mouthful, but it was fantastic. Something typical to do. We still talk about it. That was years ago we did that.
It's still the same. And I could quote to Bertillon, which is very appreciated by Parisians too, not only by tourists. Bertillon are the famous ice cream, sell on the Île de la Cité, close from Notre Dame.
In Notre Dame,
and I think it's absolutely, you're obliged to go there and take ice cream if you go to Paris. Really, it's a part of the visit. Yeah.
So you cross the bridge there, somewhere around the second arrondissement, isn't it?
You
cross over,
you're
in the fifth or the sixth, aren't you?
Yeah. Alors, I make a mistake. Bertillon is not in Île de la Cité, it's Île Saint-Louis. So it's the island here. Île de la Cité is the island of Notre Dame, and Île Saint-Louis is just the island in front of it.
Well, right. So,
you take the bridge and you go.
I'm sure we did that. We ate the ice cream looking at the gargoyles up on the top of Notre Dame. A lot of people stand at the front. You need to go around the back and have a look at the architecture without the crowds. It's just incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very romantic area. So you can you need to spend time there and just planning doing nothing and. Because you visiting Paris, you're not obliged to have a very concentrated program. You can just move around, walk around, and spend your time and lose your time probably, and that's it. That's the best way to visit the city.
So you're saying get lost in the city is a good idea, yeah?
Yeah, get lost is a very good idea. Okay. Yeah, really, because you will discover places. You will be surprised in every corner, really. But of course, you need to accept to be out, of the rules. Yeah.
No, that sounds great. Well, Vince, it's been terrific talking with you, hopefully we might be able to correspond with you occasionally to hear about some new things that are happening in Paris. It's definitely a city worth visiting, and hopefully the troubles are behind you. You have a new attitude there with Emmanuel Macron. Seems to have given, well, I found just in my visit recently, only a week or so ago, I found a real spring in the step of the Parisians. Mm-hmm. They seemed very, very happy with Macron and the change that he had already brought to Paris. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yes, of course, yes. But, you know, it's a tough job. Huh? He's got a lot of reform to do. And people trust him, want to give him his chance. But we'll see in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years if we did what he say he will do. So we say en blanc-seing, we didn't give him a white sheet, you know, and say do what you want. We are really waiting for results.
He seems to be conscious of the cost of things. He wants to cut down the number of parliamentarians. That's always a good move.
Yes, of course. I think that most of the French people agree about what he announced.
Right.
Now it's complicated to reform the French society. It's an old country with a lot of habits and strong resistance to change. So we'll see. I think he's got everything, every card in hand to do it. But it's always more complicated than it looks like. So
I agree.
So we'll see.
Anyway, Vincent, I wish you well. Vincent de Monaco, who is in Paris, and he's a friend in journalism, which we're always happy to talk to you, Vince. And it's great to have you there and to hear your take on a city that everyone has an opinion about, and a lot of people have visited. But when you live there, I guess you see it through different eyes.
Thank you very much, Graeme, and thank you to your listeners, and hope to help you more if I can.
Indeed.
Maybe on the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye, Graeme.
Bye.
Bye-bye.